Getting Collins off the ballot and replacing him with someone else has dominated the political talk since the Clarence Republican was indicted on insider trading charges. GOP county chairs from across the congressional district have had two closed-door meetings and on Tuesday interviewed possible replacements. The Eden Rally argues residents don't want him landing on East Church Street. It was a bipartisan event, with town Democratic Chairman Ed Kreisha attacking the idea, while town Republican leaders stood in Kreisha's support.
Eden's a small, close-knit community. Residents who run for town offices know their neighbors and what matters to them and their community. They know the issues and have ideas for ways to solve local problems. The idea that a Republican leader wants to foist Chris Collins onto the town we love is shameful. It's the height of arrogance to assume that an entire town government is theirs to manipulate and control.
Town Supervisor Melissa Hartman says the town board is unanimously opposed. That's a town board made up of four Republicans and one conservative. Town voters will fill the vacant town clerk and assessor positions on the November ballot. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.